Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, binary humans, binary people, and subterranean people. So today, this is the, you know, we'll get around to it. I'm only saying today because today's episode was going to be a little bit different, but I changed it up. I changed everything. Everything's different. We're no longer a podcast. Today, we are going to talk about how much we love Donald Trump. And I'm joking. I'm joking. Don't get offended. We're not doing that today. Today, episode's a little bit more fun. Today's episode's a little bit fun. I just watched all my guests just literally had like a slight heart attack. Like, what, boy, man, hold on, you know. But no, I'm your host, Anthony Brown, with
Nick Brooks.
No AKA?
I don't have anything. I got nothing.
I got an AKA because it goes with today's episode. AKA Zoids Wild Blast Unleash and AKA Dragon Quest Builder 2. Is because it goes with our theme of our episode today because it's anime involved. For a lot of you who don't know, I used to be a big Zoids kid back in the day. I had the Black Liger, the Black and Gold Liger. Zoids, for those who don't know, let Uncle Anthony educate you real quick on Zoids. They're giant metal animals that shoot missiles at each other. Now, if that doesn't interest you, you are a boring human being, and you need to stop being pale and salty and get some spice in your life. Spicy white. But today's episode, well, before that, let's talk about some stuff that your old Uncle Anthony has found out in the world. So apparently schools are slowly opening back up, including LC. So in the fall, we will all be able to see each other and touch each other and bless each other with our eye juices. I know that sounded weird, but I had a professor that used that. She was like, you know, we want to see your mouth move. So we're going to bless you with our eye juice. And I was just like, oh, okay. Eye juice.
Definitely not an odd saying at all.
Yeah. So there was something else in news, but I feel like I left it out for a reason because it probably was just really annoying. Yeah, I left that out. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. That's just annoying. And people are tired of hearing about COVID and people being sick and people being depressed and stuff. But also, if you're having a little depression problem or something like that, I'm not going to go too much into details, but it's more for mental health. Apparently, a study says if you play Pokemon Go or get a digital pet, that it helps raise your mental health. I don't know how that is possible when a real pet stresses you out with their eating and pooping and want to pee and eat and be attention, all those good things. I once watched Kaylee spray her cat with a water bottle off camera. It happened so quickly. It was like, I didn't know what was going on until I put two and two together. I was like, she did say she had a cat. And then like, I saw her like reach back. Like, have you ever seen like in those old gangster movies whenever they have the shootout and they pull the gun out? Yeah, that's how Kaylee did. She was like, and then, like, she cut the camera off real quick, and then she came back. She drew it back, like, back down. I was like, somebody got hit. I'm sorry, Kaylee. I'm so sorry.
You see, Anthony, this is what happened after Kaylee sprayed a cat with the water bottle.
A body has been discovered.
Please tell me someone here got that joke.
I have no clue what that is, but...
Danganronpa. Danganronpa.
See, I'm a fake anime person. I don't know.
I mean, it's more of a visual novel game series, but I get you.
Nick, I don't read. I'm an artist. I don't read. I just draw pictures all day. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't want to offend any other artists out there. I don't want to offend anybody. Artists are very smart, intelligent people who have deep emotions, and we express ourselves on campus and on paper, campus clay. Anything photography, we're very deep, intelligent, mysterious people. I've been told by non-artist people, but anywho,
you're right.
I'm stalling time, so I'm gonna let our guests talk a little bit, introduce themselves. But I want to start with our new guest, the one that's below me. It's Megan. You're below me, Megan. I don't know where you're at on your work, you know, wherever, but you below me. So, Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit who you are.
Hi, I'm Megan Lanham. Specifically, there's a lot of Megans out there. I'm 24, and I am getting my degree in graphic design here at Lewis and Clark. I like anime. That's why I'm here. I like to do karaoke on the weekends and VR chat, and I do a lot of VR stuff. Just living my best life existing. So.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We all are trying to live our best life with this craziness going on. So, you said you do karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going out to the bars, or are you no bars? Hey, just at home?
No. Yeah, it's in a virtual environment.
Okay. So, the VR, the little VR area.
Yes.
Okay, because when you said that, my brain went like, "Oh, you're going out." Like, okay, because I remember our last podcast with the Screaming Eagles. I remember they were saying something about karaoke and how like it's kind of pushing out like the band movement of like how bands are playing and. Now karaoke is more of a popular thing than band, but that's good. So let me ask this. Is VR as weird as I see in the videos on YouTube? On the YouTubes?
On the YouTubes?
Yeah.
A little bit, but it's a bit more toned down because that's, you know, those are isolated incidents. But yeah, it can get pretty weird.
Okay. Is it weirder than those cosplay conventions that I hear you and Miss Mary go to?
That's debatable. That's really debatable.
Do you have strange men walking up on you trying to pose with you as your avatar character?
No.
Okay. What is your avatar character? I feel like you would be like a buff cat or a buff Winnie the Pooh or I don't know anyone. I would say Broly, but I feel like no one would really be Broly. But
actually, it's a little stuffed rabbit. So.
That's rabbit. I would have never. Huh. But, okay, well, so does any of our other guests want to introduce themselves? Because we have, you know what's funny? We have two guests here, ladies and gentlemen, that have been on the last podcast, the last winter. So, you know, they came back because they want to talk about their favorite anime. But I'm going to let them talk. I'm done talking. Let my guests talk. So who wants to go first? Mary, did you say something?
I can now. I'm Mary Kirby. I do a lot of art and different stuff in my spare time. I have way too many hobbies. And then I watch a lot of anime and read a lot of manga. Hello.
And you know what makes Mary even more cooler? She owns a Kamen Rider figure that I'm going to figure out which days just to come to take that. Like, I'm going to break in the house. Not going to take
everything. I own like three now.
Don't tell me that because now when I come, I'm going to have a hard decision of which one I'm going to take.
They're all Gundam builds I've done. So they mean even more to me. So I will fight you because I've made them with my own hands.
You won't know that I'm coming. I'm just going to.
You already gave me a heads up.
Wait a minute. Does this sound bad? That did not sound good. You're not going to know when I invade. No. You know what? Forget it. Bree, did you say you want to say something next?
Oh, of course. I'll get you out of that. my name is Bree Sack, and I am a graphic design major at Lewis and Clark. This is my final year and semester. I'm really excited to graduate, and I'm also doing the interactive mural contest, which I've been on the podcast for. About all I've been doing this semester.
Okay. Did you ever finish that project, that mural?
We are really close. We've got about one more day left of finalizing some stuff, and it should be ready by next week, and then it's going to be installed.
Okay. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear this, hopefully you're a Lewis and Clark student. You should go by the mural and, say something. But, if you don't, you don't. Bree doesn't care. She just got her mirror up and she won and she's the shiznit. So, Kaylee, did you say something? I saw you scratch your nose or something.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go here. Hey, I'm Kaylee. I've been on the podcast a few times. I have been at Lewis and Clark for a very fat minute. I think we've established that before. But right now, the degree that I've decided to pursue this year is graphic design and fine arts. And I think this will be it for me. So y'all have to miss me on the podcast. Had to hop on here for the anime.
So, as my guest all said, they are both fans and advocates of anime. So, the first question is, and you all kind of already, you know, had time to think about this, bottle it up, swallow it, bottle up, and release it back out into the world. What is your favorite anime?
That's such a hard question, and you know it.
It's, you gave me like a week to think about it. I've been thinking about it for years, and I still can't come up with an answer.
I have like a really rough idea. Yeah.
I mean, it could be like that first anime you saw that went like, holy cannoli, this cartoon's good. But then you learn later on, oh, it's not a cartoon. It's an anime.
You can go first.
I would have to say, like, there will always be a special place in my heart for Inuyasha, because, like, I would be at my grandma's and wake up in the middle of the night, and, like, it would be playing on Adult Swim, and, like, every intro and outro is just, like, burned into my memory.
Her love for Inuyasha is so big. I remember it was my first year in Illustrator class where we had to, trace a book cover, comic book cover, manga, and you chose Inuyasha.
Yeah, I chose Inuyasha. It just kind of, like, stuck with me. And, like, I've gone back and watched it, and, like, I feel like everyone does that, and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it still showed on Adult Swim?
Yeah, it was on Adult Swim. Mm. You can watch it on Hulu and Netflix right now.
Because I have not watched TV for a very long time. It's been
same here.
Yeah, nobody same. Really watches TV nowadays.
Well, you know what I mean, like Adult Swim, like, you know, cable stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm talking about cable. Like we have HBO Max now. We have Hulu. We have YouTube. We have whatever we can find to watch. Yeah. Want to watch.
Streaming services are
on demand.
A lot better now.
Yeah.
That too. And cheaper.
Well,
yeah.
Since you kind of. I can't think of anime. I guess I'll go talk about my favorite anime. I guess. My favorite anime is kind of not obscure, but I really like the really like heavy action anime. So I have like a couple of favorite ones. So I was telling you guys before, like on the last one, Gundam G Mobile Suit Fighter.
There's a lot of mobile Gundam titles.
No. A lot. This one, so like this one's weird. It's like they're like the Gundam suits, but like they're in a tournament and they're fighting each other from different continents, like Neo Japan and Neo France and Neo New York. It's weird, but the series is really weird.
I feel like whatever you find, you're just looking for like Dragon Ball Z or like Dragon Ball. You're like, and it's a tournament and they fight against each other.
Yeah.
That is literally.
Did someone say tournament arc?
Every action anime at least needs at least one tournament arc.
Can't have
you Hakusho is the same way too. Like, it was really good in the beginning, then it was like, hey, the final season, tournament arc, there you go. You know, but no, like mobile, it's okay. It's a good anime. It's really good, but it's just the anime dub is just really bad. I think my favorite anime dub, now that I'm thinking about it, is One Piece with the theme song. Gotta go, Wago. Uh-oh. His name is Luffy. He's gonna be the king of the pirates.
Stop. You gotta go. Stop it right. I'm stopping you right there, right now, buddy. Stop right now, Bucko.
How did that happen? Ho ho ho! He took a bite of gum.
I hate you.
No one has time to watch One Piece.
That's too much.
It's way too much.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, it is.
I had a friend in middle school that was like obsessed with One Piece, so it's ruined for me just because I heard them talk about it all the time and I was like, I don't even wanna I don't want any part in that.
Oh my goodness. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that terrible, terrible singing. But I think my four kids ruined anime a little bit for me in the late 2000s too, because with Samurai King, Shaman King, not Samurai King.
Shaman King
was a very terrible example of why American people should leave stuff alone and not try to sell it off to children as a cartoon. Because I don't know if many of you know, but Sanji never liked lollipops. He was smoking.
He smokes.
Smoke cigarettes. But besides all that, I have to say my favorite anime, it's going to sound really like, oh, we could tell that's your favorite anime, is Dragon Ball Z.
Surprise!
Wow.
And it's because I start off with Dragon Ball, right? And Dragon Ball was kind of like, this is good. Like, I like martial arts, you know, because back in the day, I used to be in the Power Rangers, and anything that had martial arts and kicking and flipping was like, you were like butter and bread to me. Like, you were the stuff. Like, nothing could beat you. Nothing could get past you. Yeah.
I feel like Dragon Ball is better than Dragon Ball Z. I mean, I watched both of them because my brother was really into it growing up. And I liked Dragon Ball better just because I felt like it had more of a story to it. You know what I mean? Like, Dragon Ball Z every week was
screaming
power for 20 minutes.
I think that's what Anthony likes, though.
A standoff for every 30 episodes. And then they fight for, like, maybe 2 episodes. And next thing you know, they have another standoff for another 30.
Yeah. No, I think my favorite thing from Dragon Ball Z was, like, the hype when the fights did happen. It was like really energetic, and then like it was like it was done. So it was like a long build up. It was like, oh my god, they're gonna fight any day. I'm telling you, when they fight, it's gonna be anything. When they fight, like, oh my gosh, and then it's like, oh, it's over with.
Well, that's until Dragon Ball Z Kai came around. The uncut Adult Swim version of Dragon Ball Z Kai. That's the one I'm talking about. Where they, it's more fast paced. The voice acting is better.
You mean to tell you, I'll see you in another dimension. You don't like that? You don't love that dub?
Well, listen, when you've watched both Dragon Ball Z and Adult Swim's Dragon Ball Z Kai, you start to notice that that one can be better than the other.
The most iconic moment of everyone's lives, over 9,000.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes. Well, that's the ocean dub. The ocean dub, over 9,000.
Yeah, that, man, I mean, if you just can't love like the cheesiness of like early 90s anime or like ocean dub, because like they've dubbed some other animes that got they're completely removed, like you can't find them anywhere, but you know, that is what it's like. So I'm going to the next question. I feel like I've rambled on for like an hour, and it's only been, you know, 24 minutes, but so how did you all get into anime?
I guess I'll start. So I mean, like, we all watch like Pokemon and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't like really count it as an anime until you're older. So technically I guess I could say forever, but like middle school, basically, because I had other people that were like, hey, you should watch this show, you would like that. And then they were right. They were a little too right. And yeah, I definitely got into like Black Butler as my first one. And it will forever be both a cringy thing I love.
Black Butler is a good one. Black Butler is a good one.
It is a classic. Definitely aged really weird.
A lot of anime has aged very weird.
Like
when you all were talking about Vampire, and I was like, Vampire Knight, that sound familiar. And I looked at
Vampire Knight,
like,
oh, so weird.
Vampire Knight is my most hated and most loved anime ever.
It really is a hate watch. Like,
Like, I think I could watch the whole series, like, all over again every week.
I have, every so often.
It's wild.
Honestly.
The y'all short version there, of that.
Just watch it until the very end. The ending is the best and the worst part.
Because they really drag you a while. They really do take you for a ride. And you're like, I don't want to keep watching, but I'm clicking next episode.
It's wild though, because like I remember they used to show it on Sci-Fi Network for their Monday anime block.
Oh, and gosh.
And it's weird because like they would show a new anime and whatever anime got the highest views, they would play the next episode until it became a series on the Sci-Fi Monday block. And I remember one night I turned in and all I saw was this vampire biting this girl's neck. And I was like, yeah, we're going back to Jetix. We're going back to watch Power Rangers.
Yeah, no, it gets much. I mean,
that's really wild for what the show is actually about. No,
I didn't want to say the other part when I saw, but I'm just going to say
it. Is it alone? I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
Yeah, I don't either.
It was just know that it was just like, it was like, it makes grown man Anthony go, oh, we're gonna need a therapist after this. We're gonna need to talk to someone after this.
It is Calhoun time in here.
But but ladies, look, tell me, how did you all get into anime? Nick, anybody, tell me how you got into anime.
I was about to say I wanted to go next because I mean I watch anime as well, so I figured I would share mine. When it comes to my first anime, and this is because I think it was on, if I remember, it was on Cartoon Network at the time. And I mean, it was just on and I had no idea what was going on. It was Naruto, back when Naruto was on Cartoon Network. And I had no idea what was going on. I was just like, oh, hey, something is on. I'll watch it. But at the same time, I never really, I mean, yeah, I watched Pokemon. I watched the Pokemon anime as well before I played the games. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna remember one that I don't really like to remember. It's Bakugan Battle Brawlers. If anyone remembers that one.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Any of them that were like a collectible thing that was battling.
A collect. Anything that is meant to sell. Anything that is meant to sell the merchandise. Yeah, that
Pokemon, Digimon, that. Beyblades, Bakugan, Yu-Gi-Oh, any of those.
I didn't watch Digimon. I did not watch Digimon.
We watched all of them.
Then around my middle school time, I still was not into anime in general. Like I didn't really watch a lot of it, but the only one that I was really into was, and this because my cousins and my friends were also really into it, which was Dragon Ball Z. And that was the only anime that I really watched. And I think it didn't get to, I think it wasn't until maybe my eighth grade year or maybe my freshman year of high school my sophomore year of high school when I started to watch more anime. So anytime I went on Netflix, I would watch either, because at the time anime that was on there was either Sword Art Online, Kill la Kill, Blue Exorcist. Blue Exorcist is awesome. The Seven Deadly Sins. What other ones that I take a look at? I think those were the other anime that I watched that were on Netflix. Then I kind of stopped watching anime. But then my senior year of high school came around and I watched I watched five in particular that really got me into anime. My Hero Academia, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, my all-time favorite, and Da-da-da-da is amazing. It is awesome.
Very good.
Well, the first season, Da-da-da-da times two is weird. It's very weird. It's
as
very
with most off, second seasons.
It's very off the wall, and some things that happen in it are a little unnecessary.
Yes.
It's like all anime.
But the main plot is season one. It is good.
I'd get into Da-da-da-da times two, but I think there are some very taboo things that happen in the second one that I don't want to discuss it.
Yep.
So
I'll probably mention it whenever we're not recording. But overall,
go ahead.
Okay, but like overall, I also want to mention, because I'm now looking at the posters that I have in my room, Soul Eater and One Punch Man, the mm-hmm. other anime that I've watched. Yep. Soul Eater is very good, but the ending is not good. The ending of it is not good. So out of all that I've watched so far, Samurai Champloo has to be my most favorite. Not only because it was directed by Shinichiro Watanabe, the same guy who directed Cowboy Bebop, but I love how Watanabe was able to combine two cultures into one, like an alternate setting of the Tokugawa era, the Edo period, with lo-fi hip-hop music. I love how he was able to put those two things into one and make it so well. My sister loves Cowboy Bebop, and I tried getting her into Samurai Champloo, but I don't think she was that interested.
I'm such a simp for Spike.
Spike Spiegel. Yeah.
Yep. So I understand her fascination.
So you all brought up Naruto, and you brought up some anime that from my childhood. So I had this book since 2008, believe it or not. This is a Naruto collector's spring of 2008 anime guide, right? And this thing...
Sounds sad.
Listen, this is just wild. That you don't understand, like, this is like, they don't even, it's just wild.
Then I thought that was like a weekly show. I was about to mention Shonen Jump magazine.
If you had Shonen Jump.
Shonen Jump magazines. Yeah, I was about to mention if you had any of those.
This is March of 2008. So this one is like that old.
It doesn't even look that damaged or anything. It still looks kind of fresh.
I had like an off brand of Shonen Jump, which is this one. But it was basically the same type of deal.
I mean, goodness gracious, like the art and everything still just like it's. I remember I stole one, not from the store, but from a friend. I have to say that I stole a Shonen Jump magazine from a friend. We were, I forgot what happened. Long story short, he had it in like his cubby, and like I took it home, and it ended up getting destroyed anyway. So it was never meant to be.
I don't have any Shonen Jump magazines, but I do. I still have manga that I have yet to read or to finish reading. Like these three, right? These three right here. Okay. A friend of mine on Discord told me that My Hero Academia Vigilantes was like a really good spinoff. So I'm just like, I want to try it out. And I've yet to finish all of them. There's also one that I'm in the middle of that I need to finish reading, which is Junji Ito's Uzumaki. I even have like a little bookmark for it. I'm like in the middle of it, and I've yet to finish it.
All of those are very good.
God, it is dusty. I also have like I have a Volume 1 Bleach manga and a Black Clover manga. I haven't even finished my Bleach manga, and I have not read my Black Clover manga yet. I bought these like 2 or 3 years ago, and I've yet to finish them. God, I have a dusty desk.
We're going to get into the last question, okay? So, before I ask that question, I'm going to ask this question. What is the one anime world that you want to least live in?
I was going to say, I don't want
to. I don't know. Attack on Titan sounds
pretty
bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, Attack on Titan
sounds pretty bad. Tokyo Ghoul
sounds like a purgatory.
Anthony, I don't want to live in any of them, period. I don't want to.
Wow, why wouldn't you want to live in Dragon Ball? You can fly on the flying Nimbus.
Do I want to die every episode?
Ooh, that property damage, too.
Do I want to die every episode?
The question would really... It has to imply what social standing you are in that world. Because, like, at least with Attack on Titan, you're pretty much, no matter what you do, you're probably going to die.
Here are the following questions.
But with like Dragon Ball, like Megan said, property damage. Are you just like a normal person trying to live?
No, you train. You train so you can be like curling. So you can listen. You just have to train hard enough to at least be Yamcha. That's all you have to do. If you can beat Yamcha, you're go.
Listen, dude. If I'm gonna be Yamcha, I'm still gonna die by a Cyberman.
No, I'm saying you train so you can at least beat Yamcha. If you can at least beat Yamcha.
I heard you incorrectly then.
You can survive the whole series. Think about it. Krillin beat Yamcha.
Who's training in the real life, though, even? So, like, let's be realistic about this.
We need to be real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here are the following questions that I asked myself if I was asked if I wanted to live in a certain anime world. Do I want to die every day? Do I want to have my heart broken? Do I want to be slapped by a tsundere every single day? Do I want to have to deal with these people who fight in life fabric uniforms? Do I want to deal with demons? Do I want to deal with exorcism? Do I want to deal with having with medieval characters trying to kill one another? Do I have to deal with this or I have to deal with that? Do I have mm-hmm. to deal like with being chased standing? By? Do I want to deal with a samurai who has a breakdancing style of fight? Of fighting? Do I want to deal with being chased by a floating clown in Cowboy Bebop?
Maybe. Are you like background character?
In
like
a slice of life anime?
Are you yeah, slice of life? Class? You just go into school? Like, yeah. You know?
I just go to
school. Maybe there's the cute even character in school.
Listen, even in slice of life anime, something is bound to happen. It's going to be bad. Something always bad happens.
Depends on the slice of life anime.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Okay, what about JoJo's Bizarre Adventures? Is that
no.
bad?
No.
No. Especially if you're a woman.
No.
Especially no.
Even if I had a stand, no. I don't want to have to deal with dying because
I don't. I don't want to deal with it.
Nor do I want to have to deal with the PT. I don't want to deal with the trauma PTSD of having to see someone kill a dog in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh.
Which, by the way, people, that happens in JoJo. Lots of dogs die in JoJo.
They do.
It not to mention if you're a woman.
Fast. Yeah, really.
You probably don't want any part of that.
Okay, I can understand that.
I don't want to be any deal with having to deal with... what was Angelo's stand again in the first episode of part 4? The water stand that tried to get people's heads or
the
something?
The Aqua... I forgot its name, but the... Yeah, he... Yeah, that character... Yeah,
I don't want to deal with that.
But Punch Man also sounds pretty bad.
I want to live in Oran High School.
The property damage.
Yes.
That's correct. Oran High School. Like live.
Yep, I'm there. I can do that.
I will be Haruhi and...
Ooh. Okay, what about Hunter X Hunter World? Would y'all want to live there?
No.
I feel like any
any shonen anime, you are bound to die. You are bound
sounds
to
like
die.
A bad time.
No one like dies.
Any
shonen.
Any
American version.
Because plot armor, but
any shonen or dark seinen anime, you are bound to die.
Anything you would technically consider like this is an action-packed anime. I don't want any part of it.
You're
I don't want to live there. I don't know. Like Castlevania sounds like a bad time. All of them sound like a bad time.
Do I want to deal with being stuck in a video game where if I die in the game, I die in reality?
You die in the game, you die in real life.
Nope.
That's like 90% of the shows.
Not even if I get a harem. No, I'm not doing that.
No.
So you all agree that you would rather stay in a slice of life anime where it's gentle, soft.
Slice of life anime is a better version of normal life. So why? Yes.
No,
why would I not want to live in the host?
Why would I not want to be able to walk home with the cute boy and yeah. You know, have like the fun childhood friend character?
Yeah, but then you'd never be able to get with the
You gotta remember.
Depends on
you
what
remember,
character in, you are.
You gotta remember friend zoning. Friend zoning can still happen in anime.
You could.
Well, if you're the pro,
are you the antagonist? You could.
You gotta remember if you're the pro tag, then you might just end up becoming a harem collecting a hole.
If you no, that's a different type. We're talking.
Oh, you have the personality. The slice of life I'm thinking of.
You normally are just oblivious. That's your main thing. Like, does he like me? Like, that whole thing.
Why doesn't my Pokemon go doki doki?
Oh, God.
He kissed me. Does he like me? Like, you're just dense. Like, that.
He was just trying to give me CPR.
I think he was just trying to. It was just a prank. I don't know.
My lord.
I don't know about you all, but the one anime I think I would not want to live in is in the Parasite universe.
Parasite.
Oh god, yeah. No.
Anything that has to do with like Parasite, Corpse Party, or Blood Sea.
Oh, Corpse Party.
That's a big no. I know Corpse Party was originally a game.
Oh my god.
I was about to say, I know Corpse Party was originally a game. I know it was a game originally, but it didn't.
There is a manga and an anime for it. Another, have any of you seen?
I've heard of. I think isn't that? Well, I'm not gonna.
It's a horror
anime.
Yeah,
another one. Yep.
That would be bad.
Oh yeah.
Bleach.
What about Bleach? What about the Bleach universe?
No, it's Shonen.
What did we talk about?
Hey, Kaylee, it's okay. We have a censor bleep. We can edit that out. It's all good. Peaches and keen.
I think I could handle like the Black Butler universe.
Well, at least with the Black Butler universe, even if something bad were bound to happen, at least as far as I know, none of the main cast has died yet.
None of the main cast has, but if you're a background character.
If you're a background character, you're bound to
be bad.
It could be bad. If you're a background character, then you're bound to be dead.
Not bound to be, but it could be. Could be bad.
What about Bakugan?
Stop.
Bakugan.
I think the least favorite for me would probably be Neon Genesis. Like that watching the show in general gave me an existential crisis. So like I cannot imagine living in it.
Living the crisis.
Living the crisis. Oh,
the I just thought about the ultimate like universe you could live in that would be perfect and it works for everybody. The Pokemon universe.
Well, yeah, everybody.
Think about it. Not the Digimon universe.
Digimon universe is not as good. It's the bootleg of Pokemon.
But the
Pokemon. You know what?
Ooh, I know some people who would have a long
day. I know.
Think about it. Like, you could either be a contester or a trainer, or you could just live a normal life.
If you go out in the wilds without a Pokemon partner, you're going to get obliterated.
Yeah, but, like, don't you get... That's like a whole thing of like growing up with childhood is they're like, here's your first
you wanna
choice.
Know, you want to know something like that I actually want to know something I just actually realized about? To anybody who has watched Panty and Stocking, barely any background characters died in that. Barely any background characters died. The only ones who really died in the anime were the demons. If you really think about it. Barely any background characters died in that one. So have, I think you might be safe in that one.
You might be safe in that one. Have any of you seen Madoka Magica?
I have yet to watch that.
That one would probably be not a good time.
Yeah, no.
Or that one anime that came on for kids, Doremi.
Magical Doremi.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Magical Doremi is basically if you think of like Sailor Moon and Cardcaptor Sakura. And then you made it for small children.
Sailor Moon universe. That would totally work for you all. I could totally see you all being...
Once again, what are you in the universe?
I could see Kaylee being like Sailor Jupiter.
I could see we have to blend ourselves into like the main cast.
Yeah, like if you are a main character, then yeah.
I think I would just be a side character with anxiety. I don't think I'm main character.
If you're an extra, you get preyed on for energy. So, I mean...
You feel needed.
I definitely don't want to live in the Fire Force universe because I don't want to die from just sudden spontaneous human combustion.
Yeah, that would be good.
That will happen in Fire Force. If you're just a background character, you are bound to die from spontaneous human combustion.
So one thing I'm getting is it sucks to be an extra in an anime. That's what I'm
pretty getting. Pretty it much.
So yeah, I know this one does. Y'all gonna like this one. Y'all gonna like this. This one y'all gonna dig. My Hero Universe, My Hero Academia.
No.
You have power.
It's the same reason I don't think One Punch Man would be a good universe. Because if you're not a superhero, you once again property damage. You have to deal with the world constantly crashing down on you, and like, you know, just your normal walk to school. There's like people dying left and right, and here's a giant, crushing people.
I was about
people.
To say. Anthony, have you not read the manga for My Hero recently? Lots of heroes died recently.
So yeah,
right, and then if you're a hero, it's the same thing with Attack on Titan, where you're just pretty much guaranteed
gonna get eaten by a Titan. Yeah.
Regardless,
y'all are about to hate me because I don't really read or watch anime anymore. I actually took half this week to get back in anime. I bought Beyblade. I bought Thundercats, the remake.
You're like, I'm going to get back into anime, and you pick the ones that no one
wants. Listen. That's how I got into anime in the beginning, was Beyblade. If it was not for Beyblade and, oh my goodness, that one stupid little toy that like shot the little balls from out his chest. I forgot the name of his B-Man, Bat, something like that. But
I have no idea.
They were like a weird toy. I had one. I'm
trying to think of like actual anime to recommend to you right now.
Because you're struggling.
I think the last one I watched that was seasonal was called Wonder Egg Priority.
That is supposed to be really good. I have not watched that yet.
I still need to finish is Mob Psycho 100. It's Mob Psycho is actually on HBO Max right now. I was about to say, like, Anthony, if you have HBO Max, there is some anime on HBO Max right now.
It's funny that you said that. I actually could have got HBO Max for free because it came with Cyberpunk for free, but I never used the code and it expired like a month ago.
You disgrace.
Like, let me see what anime is actually on. Let me see what's on HBO Max right now.
Group chat, we were joking about, like, have any of you ever, like, kept a list of, like, shows and different, like, both ones to watch and ones you have watched? And I was like, no, I haven't. And then, you know, like, I tried in the past. And I immediately made a My Anime List account and made a whole bunch of them earlier this week. And there's currently 65 on there.
I think we're at the same place. I have 66.
You one-upper.
And let me pull this up.
And Castlevania doesn't exist on my anime list for some reason.
Does Avatar The Last Airbender do?
I'm sure. Let me see.
Because it doesn't count as an anime. It counts as a cartoon.
That's
a cartoon.
It's a cartoon with anime influences.
It's like, Pokemon's not on there. Like
Pokemon is on there.
Anthony, I'm actually looking at the list of like anime that's on HBO Max. There's like the whole Studio Ghibli library, like all the Ghibli movies are on there. Mm-hmm. Erased is on there, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, Your Lie in April, ReZero.
Your Lie in April will rip your heart out.
Rurouni Kenshin, Konosuba.
That was my show growing up.
Bungo Stray Dogs. Let's see. I know Mob Psycho 100 is on there. 91 Days is on there. I think that's the Berserk remake. I think that's the remake. It's on there.
Ugh.
I would recommend Hellsing Ultimate to you, Anthony. It sounds very up your alley.
I still need to watch Hellsing.
It's a very good one.
Since Nick brought up Berserker, I'm just going to throw this out there. I know this is going to trigger a whole bunch of people, but Griffin did nothing wrong. I just want to just trigger something.
I haven't watched Berserk, so
I need to watch it.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
It's not for you all. It's for those people who know what Berserk is.
For the people that know it. For the people.
Griffin, people at home.
You heard it from Anthony. People, Griffin did nothing wrong.
Stay mad. Anywho. So before I close it out, because it is almost 10:50. I want to talk about real quick about anime sites that. That we used to have to watch Anime Illegal on before we had the HBOs and the Cinemaxes and the After Night specials.
Kiss Anime?
Kiss Anime's trash. Kiss Anime.
That was actually one of the ones I watched, not recently, like a couple years back. But
For me, it was this website is actually still up. I checked to see if it was up, and it is. It's now they've rebranded as thewatchcartoononline.org.com, something like that, where you can, not only can you watch anime, but you can also watch other shows like Rick and Morty and Gravity Falls on there.
Yep.
I don't remember mine. I just remember installing a lot of ad blockers.
My favorite one from my childhood, I would say, I think I told you all, was called Rice House, or I think I was telling someone that. My brain is like half dead right now, but Rice House, like, it sounds really like culturally insensitive, but like, so there was like three of them. There was Rice House, Drama House, and Kiss Heaven House, which stay away from Kiss Heaven House unless you want your whole everything just like your eyes open to stuff that you're like, wow, slice of life can become that? I didn't know that. Yeah, there was a lots of slice of life mixed with mommy and daddy dances. So we're just going to leave it at that.
Also, Anthony, every anime that you've mentioned, you're like, I think it was called this. No. It's called this. Definitely.
Like, my brain is just not like, listen, like, I have not watched anime since. It's been a while since I was out of high school.
Bro.
That long pause.
I
haven't watched it since.
I mean, there has been, like, when JoJo's Bizarre Adventures came out with part 4, like, I watched that, and then part 5, then after that, it was just like, because, like, my brain, like, it was weird, like, I was, like, in anime in high school, and then, like, when I graduated, it was like, what is this? This is dumb now. I don't like this anymore.
You have a really weird, like, pretentious energy about yourself a lot of the time. Yeah. Like, against yourself, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you do it with a lot of different, like, things that you once had interest in. You're like, ugh, I can't believe I ever liked
that. It's weird. That's true. No, it's weird, because how I got back in the anime was because JoJo's Bizarre Adventures art, the, like, Rocky's mm-hmm. art style had got, like, drew me back. And I was like, wow, like, this art is, like, really good. And, like, I started, like, downloading the art, making my screensavers, and, like, just all types of weird stuff. Then I was like, you know what? Let me watch the anime. And I watched part 3, and I was like, congratulations. You got me.
You know what you should watch if you haven't, and I think you would actually like it, would be Demon Slayer.
I need to finish that.
Actually good that you could watch, Anthony. calling right now. You would like it. I think it's up your it's your style. Just anything shonen, I think.
Yeah.
Anything with explosions.
If Shonen Jump would ever feature anything about it, then yeah.
You and my cousin both are, like, literally trying to get me to watch that show, and I'm just like, but why? Why should I? Like,
because the type of shows you discuss
yeah,
are that type of show.
Yeah.
And it's sad, because I actually, there was one slice of life anime I did like, but I don't remember what it was called. But there was a girl with a blue hair, and then that's about it.
Wow, very that's informative. Very thank specific, you. Yes. Very nice. Thank you.
Tell me more.
It's just, it was a girl with blue hair, and there was a talking cat involved or something, and there was a girl with orange hair.
Yes, that
narrows it down. Are you talking about Lucky Star? I haven't watched it, but I know what it is. I'm pretty it aware might of what be it
Lucky
is.
Star.
I think you are talking about
which
Lucky
is a good
Star,
one.
If you're thinking, I guess if you're talking about a character with blue hair, a girl with blue hair, and a talking cat, that sounds very much like Lucky Star.
That might be it. I'm old, y'all. I'm 25. I don't remember things.
I don't know. I might not even watch Lucky Star because it just looks a little too much for me.
Yeah,
it's just definitely like a show you put on while you do other things.
Yeah, like literally it's just talking.
Like, yeah. it's slice of life. It's just like watching other people have weird conversations about like their food and stuff, and you're like, all right. But I've been watching Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun.
Yes.
So good. It's basically this girl likes this guy, so she helps him work on manga that he puts in the monthly girls manga edition.
She ends up getting roped into it. She's trying to confess her love. She's like, I'm your biggest fan! And
I'm your
like,
biggest fan!
Yeah, and he's like, oh, okay.
He's like, you're in the art club. Would you like to fill in the black spaces on my drawings? And she's like, I guess! And then they rope all kinds of other characters into it along the way, and it's just really enjoyable.
What one last question before we end it off. Anthony, if you're fine with it.
Go ahead.
Name your most favorite English dubbed anime. Because there are people out there who think Ghost that
stories.
All... come on, come on.
We have to talk about Ghost Stories. Please.
Come on, let's be. Oh, okay, can I just say this right now? There are a lot of people out there who say that all English dub anime is trash, even though it's already been proven wrong. It's already been proven wrong on multiple occasions that English dubbed animes have actually gotten a lot better over the years. So please name
for example, Nozaki-kun was really good. It has a very good dub. You don't think about it.
Yeah. Name us any English dubbed anime that you've watched that you actually think that they actually did a good job.
Ghost Stories.
The story with Ghost Stories is it's kind of a trash show. It's not very interesting. And so when it got sent over to America, they were like, do whatever you want with it. And they were like, really? And they said, yes. And so it's definitely not a show to watch if you don't like profanity and just really weird jokes.
It was made like, well, when was it made? Was it like in the 90s? It has like a lot of.
I'll have to look it up.
It's like very 2000. Definitely not aged well.
Yeah, some of the jokes have not.
Some of the jokes have not aged well, but at the same time, when I look back at some of those clips from Ghost Stories, I still kind of chuckle at it. Maybe
it originally was from 2001. Then it was dubbed, I think, the same year.
I watched it last night.
it's a very good one.
Again, it was at a time when making those jokes were fine.
Yeah, some of the jokes have not done good, but
funny clip.
But there are some really good moments in it that will genuinely make you laugh.
everyone get on Crunchyroll tonight and watch that.
It's also on YouTube.
I was about to say, I don't use
Crunchy. It's and on Amazon Prime.
I already have way too many subscribers. In fact, I actually don't. You guys can roast me for this, but I have a Funimation Now subscription, and I know Funimation has a very bad history, but
you gotta watch.
I mean, hey, they got Soul Eater on there. They got Fire Force on there. They had the Danganronpa 3 anime. Plus, I was trying to get through the Danganronpa series, so they had it on.
Does it have both versions of it, or is it just the?
They have the future. They
is the
they
hope and the despair arc.
They have the future arc and the despair arc. The hope arc is actually just one episode, which was the finale of it all.
Well, yeah, hope arc, but it was.
It was just one episode, but the rest of it was like the future arc and the despair arc.
They came out with the future, they came out with the future arc, which is actually like what's happening after the game.
It's what's happening after the despair arc,
and then the despair arc is the past
before it, like just far before. Yeah. By the way, the DR3 anime is trash. It's trash.
It's all right.
To me, it's trash.
I'm in it for the
despair arc. The despair arc was fine. I thought the despair arc was fine for what it was. The future arc, however, I wasn't feeling it.
The future arc was just Danganronpa having the freedom of getting an adult rating. So they were like, ooh, we're going to do red blood. We're going to do, you know, the reason they did pink blood was to keep the rating. No, the pink blood was to keep the rating because you couldn't have red blood and have a PG rating. That was the entire reason they did it.
I thought they did. I thought Kodaka and the rest of the team, I thought they wanted to go for pink blood because they wanted to give it like a psychopop color scheme.
Nope. They originally said they wanted to do red blood and they were like, well, you can't have the PG rating. And they wanted to be able to reach enough audiences at obviously high schoolers because the show is about high schoolers in the games. And
It is about high schoolers, but at the same time, almost every single character, mainly just like the main characters from like 1, 2 and V3 they're all implied to be like, between the ages of like 18 to, and I know this is like a debate, they're implied to be between the ages of like 18 to like their early 20s.
Well, they grow up.
Yeah.
They're not in high school forever.
Right.
Anyway.
Still, I mean, Danganronpa already kind of had a mature rating to begin with, but I think like they just wanted to, they still wanted to appeal to a certain audience, and they surely succeeded at it in getting a bit of an odd
following,
a very odd cult following. But I mean, either way,
as someone who did multiple Danganronpa panels at conventions, I can vouch for it as a very weird group.
good series. I like it, but very weird fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we can end it here.
All right. Well, y'all done heard them talk about anime and have all the good times, and I guess I don't know what to say at the end of this, because usually has something involved.
Should we just round it off with like some general recommendations?
Sure. Each one of you recommend something.
All right. Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what? Bree, go first. I want you to go first.
Definitely watch The Rising of the Shield Hero if you haven't. It's getting a second season in October, and it's got really good characters, and it's got really good development of, like, the story. It's really interesting.
Okay. Mary?
For, like, a slice of life, I'll recommend Monthly Girls. That one's good. And for, like, a darker, suspenseful, I'll recommend The Promised Neverland if you haven't seen it.
Okay. Kaylee?
I would definitely say Future Diaries would be a really good one to watch. It's one of my favorite ones. And a newer one maybe would be Love is War. I'm really, really liking that one. It's a good one.
Megan?
I would recommend for a good older one that a lot of people don't is Mushishi. That's a very nice, relaxing one. It's episodic. Something you can just put on the background and enjoy. And, Made in Abyss. Made in Abyss is a really good one.
Nick?
Samurai Champloo. Again, it's my all-time favorite. If you enjoy Japanese culture, if you enjoy hip-hop music, if you enjoy music in general, I definitely recommend Samurai Champloo. Another one that I recommend is if you're into Shonen Jump animes that has a not-so-Shonen Jump protagonist, watch Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone is another good one. Again, the main character he's very non-Shonen Jump from a Shonen Jump brand. I also recommend Cells at Work if you're someone who enjoys science, and if you especially enjoy how something that is in the form of entertainment can actually be very accurate to how the human body works, I'd recommend Cells at Work. Two others that I recommend, Da 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 and Gangsta. If you are into that noir setting, if you are into the type of entertainment that falls into categories with titles like Sin City, Grand Theft Auto, anything like that, if you enjoy that kind of material, I definitely recommend Da 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 and Gangsta.
And I guess I'll go first. Last but not least.
Mister, I haven't watched anime in 20
exactly.
years.
Exactly. I was just going to face up like Judges of Our Avengers.
I still recommend that. That's
not- yeah, you can recommend anything.
Samurai Kenshin. That was on. I used to watch it on Toonami. So, you know, I know.
There you go.
That one's good.
Yeah.
Knock off
Inuyasha. I haven't even heard of this, and I'm already laughing at that joke.
Is that the one with the really horrible opening with, like, the redhead samurai?
Wait, you're talking about Rurouni Kenshin?
Yes.
Rurouni Kenshin. Okay, I was about to say Samurai Kenshin. Gosh. I was thinking Samurai Kenshin, then I thought, oh, Rurouni Kenshin.
No, they so the reason why I call it that is because they renamed it on, I forgot what I was watching on, but they renamed it to that, and I was just like...
on Netflix or something.
I think so. Not Netflix, I'm sorry. It was like on one of those pirate websites that you all should not go on. I forgot to say that to you on the when we were talking about the illegal...
Crunchyroll, Funimation. Yeah.
Watch your anime not legally. Watch it with the laws involved in the government saying it's okay. Don't be like us. Don't be lawbreakers. Don't be going on...
I'm not a law.
I'm not going to stop anyone, but I will not recommend watching them on illegal websites.
Yeah, you'll get.
And if you are going to, make sure you have a virtual machine, make sure you have a VPN, make sure you have an ad blocker.
VPN ad blocker, yeah.
Or you'll get one of those weird.
Those are just good to have anyway.
Yeah.
Facts.
I don't watch. I don't watch any of that on illegal sites now because I make money, and we kind of have family subscriptions now. Like we have Hulu, we have HBO Max. I have a Funimation account. Like I can.
Netflix has a lot of Netflix, anime.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime has a surprising amount of anime.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of no point because almost everyone's kind of making money. Even if you're not making a lot, there's still someone out there who may have a job at McDonald's that can still have a subscription to something like Amazon Prime or Hulu.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from the experts. They told you everything they know about anime and all their anime knowledge. You heard them rant. You heard me trigger one of them. You heard me. Do everything above the sun. Remember, if you do choose to do those things, you know, be prepared for one of these ad friends that ask you, hey, babe, are you seriously watching Korn alone? While you're trying to watch Dragon Ball Z, it's very awkward. I don't want people knowing that I like Korn. Korn is amazing. Korn is good. I've been your host.
And I don't know what I'm doing here now.
This is when we get around to it. See you around. You are amazing. Be your own hero in your own action world thingy that you got going on. And
be the protagonist.
Don't be that one protagonist that has to die to get their powers, though.
Yeah, not that one.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
No. But be easy. We'll see you later, fam bam. Ew.